This article is entitled 100 Years of Men in Mission, written by Michael Weaver. Passing the Sunday morning offering plate has traditionally been a visible role for church men, but it was the passing of a much bigger offering plate that cemented the legacy of North Carolina Lutheran Men in Mission, which this year celebrates 100 years of ministry and is recognized as the granddaddy of men's groups across the ELCA. And as Lutheran men in North Carolina look ahead to their next 100 years, they and national leaders acknowledge that new challenges await them amid a changing church landscape. In 1922, Lutherans had been in North Carolina for a good century and a half, yet congregations were clustered in only 1/4 of the state's 100 counties. In some areas closer to the Atlantic coast, a churchgoer could drive the dusty roads of the rural state for over 200 miles without finding a Lutheran presence. It was the time for an intentional outreach effort, the synod president declared. At the next statewide convention in Kings Mountain, 30 miles west of Charlotte, 10 men from St. Matthew Lutheran Church stepped forward, each pledging the then whopping sum of $100, or about $1,750 today, for each of the next 10 years to establish a loan fund to help congregations build. Other men across the synod were given the task of raising the remaining $90,000, and by 1923, laymen, who had begun organizing local brotherhoods, came together to create their synod-wide Brotherhood of the United Evangelical Synod of North Carolina. Lutherans outside North Carolina soon took notice and began borrowing the idea of a loan and gift fund to help new and existing congregations build and grow, even though the approaching Great Depression was coming. 100 years later, that brotherhood can point to Lutheran congregations across 60 of North Carolina's 100 counties and know that more than half of those church buildings were built, renovated, or improved with low-interest loans that today total more than $8.5 million. Of course, Lutheran men everywhere have adopted countless other projects and ministries over the years. Scouting, retreats, disaster response, worship assistance, and marriage workshops. But in North Carolina, the loan and gift fund was what held the organization together, wrote H. George Anderson, the ELCA's second presiding bishop in a history of that organization. The fund endures today, also providing scholarships for seminarians and, since 2006, endowing a professorship in Bible and Mission at Lutheran Theological Southern Seminary of Lenoir Rhine University in Columbia, South Carolina. Now at the dawn of the seismic shift in church attendance and religious affiliation, Lutheran men are joining church leaders of every denomination in assessing how best to continue their ministries. We tend to joke around about the fact that men's ministries happen most often over breakfast or at the local McDonald's, said John Sundquist, executive director of the National Lutheran Men in Mission. But the reality of 2023, he said, is that young men have no desire to get up and go to breakfast. Even getting them to go to church is a challenge. The statistics, like the view inside sanctuaries on Sunday morning, bear that out. Whereas 90% of Americans identified as Christian in 72, only 64% did by 2020, according to the General Social Survey. When gender is factored in, the men show even less interest and participation in religious life than do women. In the U.S., that gender gap is curiously wider than in other developed nations. Across the board, across denominations, and across the country, men attend worship services less than women, report praying less than women, and count religion less important in their lives than do women. The numbers are truly frightening, said Sundquist, a pastor of the American Baptist Churches USA. It's time, he suggests, to move men's ministries beyond pancake suppers and building repairs, we've got to change some things. Toward that end, Lutheran Men in Mission has augmented the traditional men's focus on projects and building stuff with resources to help men build relationships with one another and with Christ. There are practically no men's ministries that focus on discipleship, Sundquist said. In 2019, reports from ELCA churches, only a third of congregations reported a men's ministry of any description. Yet the one thing he insists won't change, no matter the century, is the organization's mission, for every man to be a bold, daring follower of Christ. To better reach a target audience of people who most studies agree are more hesitant to make friends and to be vulnerable, Lutheran Men in Mission has in recent years developed resources that Sundquist described as welcoming and not churchy. A popular 48-hour retreat called One Year to Live is not your typical men's retreat. Five retreats are scheduled for 2023 from South Carolina to Washington State, and online resources aimed at men who are younger and more diverse are held up as trail guides to help men become better men, fathers, husbands, and leaders. Back in North Carolina, Terry Edwards, LCLMM coordinator, was busy planning for the centennial celebration. But alongside that March event, Edwards was also juggling incoming calls for more building needs. Disaster Relief Partners asked if the group's fully loaded tool trailers were available for another rescue run, this time to tornado victims in Kentucky, or perhaps hurricane survivors in Florida. Where once were homes, a Kentucky relief partner said, "There's just concrete pads and some plumbing sticking up." As Lutheran men's groups adapt to a new century and new needs, Edwards agreed with Sundquist that it is a challenge to draw younger men in, but what hasn't changed and probably never will is the work to be done, all in the name of a Savior who likely began his early service in, and of all places, a carpenter shop.